Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 18, a compact guide to creating the fitness habit by Leah Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Oh man, if you're ever having a bad day, come listen to this episode, start at the beginning, and imagine me very badly dancing to this opening music. Because that's what's going on right now. Anyway, what's up, Life Optimizers? If you're new here, this is Optimal Living Daily, where I personally read to you like a father reading to a child. No, not at all like that, but let's move on. Since we are quickly approaching the new year and many of you will be thinking about getting back into exercising, I thought that now would be a good time to read to you about fitness habits. And this comes from Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. If you haven't heard of him already, check out his site and his story because it's incredibly inspiring. He lost 70 pounds and completely turned his life and health around. And now he has a few audiobooks that you can check out, and you can get one for free through my link, audibletrial.com/old. You'll get a free audiobook download of your choice and a free trial for 30 days. Plus, you get to keep the book no matter what. Just visit audibletrial.com/old. That's audibletrial.com/OLD. And that will also help support this show. And now, let's optimize your life. Actually, just kidding. I want to quickly say a huge thank you to you for listening. And by doing that, you're supporting the show. It really means a lot, and I feel like what I'm doing here actually matters if it impacts you in even a tiny way. So by listening to this and other episodes, you're really giving me the drive I need to continue doing it, even if it doesn't make any money. Okay, now let's optimize your life. A compact guide to creating the fitness habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. A new year, a new slate of resolutions. Perhaps the biggest resolution at New Year's is to get fit, start exercising, start eating right, and all that jazz. But resolutions never last. As you might already know, I'm not a fan of resolutions. Instead of creating a list of resolutions this year, create a new habit. Habits last, and they lead to long-term fitness and more. They require more patience, but they are worth the wait. As some of you know, fitness habits are what started me along the path to changing my life. I quit smoking, started running. Then I started eating healthier, becoming vegetarian, now vegan, quit the junk food addiction, started doing other types of workouts, body weight, weights, CrossFit, anything that was fun. And 6 years later, I'm nearly 39 years old and in the best shape of my life. I have less body fat than any time since high school, more muscle than ever in my life, and I can run and hike and play longer than any time in the history of Leo. That's not to brag, but to show you what can be done with some simple fitness habits. Reshaping through habits. The appealing thing about many fitness programs is that they promise quick results. You see testimonials from people who have gone through the program and lost 30 pounds and gain a washboard stomach in just 4 weeks. That's all complete crap. First, most people won't achieve those results. Second, and more importantly, if you do get quick results, you'll reverse those results very quickly because you haven't created new habits. You've just done something intense and unsustainable for a short period of time. That's nearly worthless. You should be focused on long-term results, and more importantly, on a healthy lifestyle. A healthy lifestyle starts with changing your habits and ends with long-term results. Changing habits takes time. I recommend one habit at a time and give yourself about a month per habit. That takes patience, but you shouldn't try to see amazing results in just 30 days. You should enjoy your new lifestyle, which will be an amazing result in itself that you can achieve immediately. In a matter of months and years, your body and health will change too. Let's say you change one habit at a time, one per month or so. You'll have 12 new habits every year. Even if you only formed 6 habits that stuck and that you loved, you'd be amazed at what kind of changes those 6 habits would create in your life and fitness. If you did 6 habits a year for 3 years, you'd be transformed. If you don't have the patience to change one habit at a time or focus on enjoying your new habits rather than getting quick results, you should stop reading now. Which habits to choose? So let's say you're just starting out. What habit should you start with? My favorite habit is daily exercise, but if you're looking to lose weight, probably the most important habits relate to eating. In truth, which habit you choose first matters very little in the long run. You'll be changing many little habits over the course of the next few years, and the order of those habits is unimportant. What matters is that you start. Here are some habits that I'd start with if you haven't created them yet. 1. Exercise for just 5 minutes a day, adding 5 minutes per week. Make it a fun exercise. 2. Drink water instead of sweet drinks. 3. Replace fried foods with vegetables. 4. Eat fruit and nuts for snacks. 5. Eat lean protein, including plant proteins, instead of red meat. 6. Add strength exercises to your routine. Push-ups, pull-ups, squats, lunges. And 7. If you've been doing all of the above for a while, add some weights. Compound lifts like squats, deadlifts, bench presses, dips, chin-ups, overhead presses, and rows. I found that losing weight is simple. Eat lots of veggies and plant or lean protein. Reduce calories. Do some kind of cardio. Lift some weights to preserve muscle. Gaining muscle is also fairly simple. Eat lots of veggies and plant or lean protein. Increase calories. Do some kind of cardio to preserve heart health. Lift heavy weights to grow muscle. The weights should be compound lifts and heavy. The cardio should be enjoyable. Getting, quote, toned, by the way, is just gaining muscle and losing the fat that covers the muscle, whether you're a man or a woman. Forming the habit. These are my top principles for forming habits. If you've read my writings on habits before, this won't be new to you, but often it's good to review these principles for things you've missed. 1, make it social. This is an incredibly powerful tool. I highly, highly recommend Photocracy to everyone as it's a way to make exercise fun and social. Invite code Zen Habits. It turns fitness into a game and you log your exercises, get points, encourage others, complete fitness quests, get props for workouts you've done. Other great ways to make your habit change social: report on your daily progress to friends and family through Facebook, Twitter, Google+, or email. Find a workout partner, get a coach, join a running group, join online fitness forums, join a class. 2, do one habit at a time only. People often skip this one because they think they are different than everyone else, but I found this to be extremely effective. You increase your odds of success with just one habit at a time for many reasons. Habits are hard to form because they require lots of focus and energy. Having many habits means you're spreading yourself too thin, and if you can't commit to one habit at a time, you're not fully committed. 3, make it your top priority. People often put off fitness and diet stuff because they're too busy, too tired, too stressed out by big projects or the holidays, etc. But in my experience, those are great reasons you should be exercising. So make your new diet or exercise habit one of your absolute top priorities for the day. If you don't have time, you need to make time. 4, enjoy the habit. This is extremely important and most people ignore it. If the habit is fun, you'll stick with it longer. And even better, if you are enjoying it, you immediately win. You don't need to wait for a bunch of pounds lost or other results. You get instant results because you're enjoying the change. I find activities I enjoy. I join challenges or races to make exercise fun. I enjoy a conversation with a friend during a run. I eat healthy foods that are delicious, berries, yum, and focus on savoring those foods. Focus on the enjoyment and don't make the habit change a big sacrifice. Final recommendations. Many people set fitness goals for the year. I've done it myself, but lately I've found that I can get fit without them. For one thing, when you set goals, they are often arbitrary, and so you're spending all your effort working towards a basically meaningless number. And then if you don't achieve it, you feel like you failed, even if the number was arbitrary to start with. You can create habits without goals. I define goals as a predefined outcome that you're striving for, not activities that you just want to do. So is creating a habit a goal? It can be, or you can approach it with the attitude of, it doesn't matter what the outcome of this habit change is, but I want to enjoy the change as I do it. So enjoy the habit change in the moment, and don't worry what the outcome of the activity is. The outcome matters very little if you enjoy the journey. The journey to fitness can have an infinite number of paths, and setting your path in advance by setting goals is limiting. Allow yourself to change course on a whim without guilt of not achieving a goal, and you'll find new paths you never have anticipated when you set out. But the most important step of the journey is the first one. After that, the most important step is the one you're presently taking. So take that step and enjoy it. You just listened to the blog post titled, A Compact Guide to Creating the Fitness Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. This one kind of reminded me of yesterday's reading, except with a twist. But in both cases, it's really about taking that first step, whereas New Year's resolutions are more about reaching a goal, and Leo's advice is quite the opposite. And if you enjoyed his advice, you might also like TheMinimalists.com. I read from their site yesterday, and their books are great, which are available on Audible, today's sponsor. So for a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook, check out audibletrial.com/old. That's audibletrial.com/OLD. And last, I'm always looking for great content. So if you really love a blog and would like me to read from it, tweet the blogger and me also. My Twitter handle is oldpodcast. That's OLD podcast. So just mention both me and the blogger in a tweet so that we both see it. And I'll try to get permission to read articles to you. And while you're at it, come follow me on Twitter @oldpodcast. All right. Have a great one. I will see you tomorrow and keep up the optimal living.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.